Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Limber Tree Services, Hudson Valley's professional arborists, limbertree.com, Walk Hill View Farm Market, your farm market for all seasons, on Route 299 West in New Paltz, Walk Hill View Farm Market.com, and Victoria Gardens, Plant Nursery and Garden Center on Route 213 in Rosendale, victoriagardens.biz. Francis Groters is here today from Catskill Native Nursery in Kerhonkson. They're closed, but we're talking about birds. And so, water, Francis, I can't believe somebody has not invented a solar heater for water for birds. I've looked everywhere. I have found nothing. And so I'm asking if anybody's listening and they're a good inventor to please invent a little solar heater for your bird waterer.
I've never looked. We do have a pond with a stream that tends to run even in winter, and I always assume the birds can get water there. We do have a bird feeder near, a bird bath near our bird feeders. Of course, in the winter, it's completely frozen, but I always assumed that they can get water from our pond or the stream that goes from our pond. So I've never worried about it very much. Solar, of course, is very good at generating electricity, but electricity is inefficient at creating heat. And so I'm guessing that's why. And in winter, when you'd want to use it, of course, the sun often isn't out or it's very low on the horizon, and you're not getting a whole lot of even generating a lot of electricity. And even then, it would probably be difficult to be able to generate enough heat from that little bit of electricity that a solar panel would generate, especially a small solar panel. That it's simply the physics are simply prohibitive. I would guess. Yeah.
Well, I just don't want to trip over a cord for the, you know, for right. The little thing that keeps, I mean, I'm all for the birds, but you know, a cord running across your deck or your,
yeah, no, bad idea.
So I read about it and it, someone said you might have some kind of luck. If it's not really, really cold, if you put a ping pong ball in the water, because it'll blow around and keep ice from forming. You know, I don't know, Francis.
Yeah, well, if it gets cold enough, it's still the whole thing's going to freeze.
Yeah.
But, you know, if there's snow around too, I imagine birds are getting some moisture from the snow, just like my dog goes out and eats snow in the winter. Birds are probably doing that as well. And they seem to be able to, you know, you never see, you know, a bird dropping from the sky and you're saying, oh, this is dehydrated birds. They must know how to go and find water and get water in the winter. So I don't worry about it too much.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I wondered if they ate snow. You know, you're always told don't eat snow, but it's like, but we're not birds. So
I'm sure that I will say I don't see them doing that. I don't see them eating snow, but of course they have very tiny beaks most part, and you probably wouldn't notice them picking up, you know, pecking a little bit of snow.
And I would imagine that the ground feeders are getting moisture with the seed that's on the ground, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, right. The seed is on the ground. And of course, all seeds do have some moisture in them.
Yeah.
You know, and so when the bird eats the seed, it's getting a little bit of moisture in that seed. So I don't know the bird physiology enough to know exactly what they're doing in winter, but it'd be interesting to investigate that.
Yeah, they're doing something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But you mentioned something the last session, and it's really important. Of course, we're not only feeding birds in the winter at feeders, we're feeding them by planting lots of native plants all spring, summer, fall. So they're getting things to eat from those native plants as well. And that's important as well. It's in the winter when there's a little bit less around, or you get some snow. Like we'll see juncos and sparrows and things hopping around the asters, and sometimes even clinging to an aster and trying to feed on the seeds that are on that aster or that goldenrod, something like that. So once you get some snow and a lot of those seeds get covered up, it's a lot harder for birds to get at them, and that's when we tend to supplement. Supplement with by throwing out some seeds for the for those ground birds. But yeah, we're you know we always are encouraging people to plant more plants that are going to help feed wildlife, birds, and other wildlife throughout the year. And whether it's berry producing shrubs or perennials that produce seeds, you know, there's lots of them, and the more you grow, the more you're helping support wildlife.
And the less clean you are in the fall, the better off. You
Yeah,
know,
exactly.
I'm getting to the point now where I've been firmly convinced that there are so many things overwintering in the leaf mold that's just down there that when you pick them up, bag them, and get them off your property, you've just basically killed like a ton of beneficial stuffs, you know. So I don't know. I'm getting less clean about it in the fall.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We do almost no fall cleanup at this point. And we used to be a little bit, a bit, we used to do a little leaf processing in the fall ourselves 25 years ago. But yeah, pretty quickly, you know, realized that this is not necessary, and it is, like you say, really, there's all kinds of critters hanging out down there in the leaf litter to get through the winter. So yeah, do your cleanups in the spring when those seeds, all the seeds have had a chance to drop, a lot of them have been eaten, and a lot of leaves will have broken down by the fall as by the spring as well. So
Yeah, one of the coolest things I ever learned from you, and I'm always like amazed to see it, is if there's snow and if there's wind, look on the top of the snow and you'll see so many seeds. And you know, you will see birds hopping around on the snow in the winter. And you know, it is that amazing wind thing that's just bringing seeds from somewhere else.
yeah. Oh, indeed. Lots of fun. And unfortunately, one of the losses due to climate change is the fact that we just don't get as much snow anymore. And so you don't even notice a lot of times when these seeds are being dispersed in the winter because they're falling on bare ground.
And
So
that was another thing that I asked you about before we did the show was, why is the feeder, I know it's busy in the morning, but then it seems like when it gets warmer and when there is no snow, it's not so busy.
yeah, because I think the birds, they don't have to feed at that feeder, and we talked about raptors before, and there's always a risk when you're congregating in large numbers of attracting the attention of a predator. In this case, primarily birds of prey, and so they're going and feeding places where they can eat, and there's not as much risk of being preyed upon. I'm surmising that's what it is, but sure. And of course, yeah, they're hungry first thing in the morning, so they're coming out just like us. They need some
Yeah.
food first thing in the morning, and then once they've got their fill, they can go and just, you know, hang out in a tree, hang out in a little more protected spot, something like that. because anytime you're out in the open feeding, there's a risk of being preyed upon.
Yeah. And I think they don't like coming to the feeder when it's raining.
I've never quantified it. You certainly see them with snow, even some rain. I still see birds at the feeder, so I don't know whether they're being reduced in numbers in those conditions or not. They still have, it doesn't matter if it's raining yet, they still have to eat because they have very fast metabolisms and they're, you know, they need to eat. So I certainly still see them in the feeder, perhaps reduced in numbers. I don't know. I've never quantified it.
And I think the colder it is, the more they want to eat. So, wait, we have to take a quick break. Francis Groters is here from Catskill Native Nursery in Kerhonkson. This show is for the birds and the butterflies, too. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Stories Nursery in Freehold, New York, a gardener's destination for over 60 years. Open year round, visit them at storiesnursery.com. The Phantom Gardener, sustainable and organic solutions on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. And North Elm Home, furniture, accents, and mattresses on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, northelmhome.com. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.